support I receive from it. Who knows who will be here in a few weeks' time. I know that Councillor Legree is looking to leave ASAP after agenda item 1.
No, I've had the same plan, Chair.
Oh, okay.
So I should be staying for the whole.
Well, I'm going to say don't bother about.
No, but I am staying. I've been given permission to stay.
His wife is smiling at him. So I believe that Councillor Ashton wants to say a few words as well. It's really just to echo what Nigel said, to thank the officers, because there's a huge amount of work from some of us in the room, like Councillor Legree, who worked on the advisory service across party committee to sort of change the way the committee's running. And I think, you know, it's we're learning as we're going on, but it's really to thank everybody, including the members, for all their support. And say, who knows who will be sitting here in June. Thank you. Thank you. We'll move now. All persons present are reminded that the meeting may be recorded, and by attending this meeting you are given your consent to being filmed and your image being used. You are kindly requested to make it known to the chairman if you intend to film or record this meeting. Does anyone intend to film or record? No, thank you. The council is aware that planning applications may be controversial and emotive for those affected by the decisions made by this committee. However, all persons present are reminded that the council will not tolerate abusive or aggressive behaviour towards the staff or other visitors attending this meeting, and anyone behaving inappropriately will be required to leave the meeting and the building. The monitoring officer would like to remind members that when they are considering whether the following items are exempt information under the relevant paragraph under Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972, they must have regard to the public interest test. This means that members must consider for each item whether the public interest in maintaining the exemption from disclosure outweighs the public interest in making the item available to the public. Thank you. Agenda item 1. Apologies for absence. Councillor Hobbs?
Substituting for Virgin Peaky.
Thank you.
I think Rachel is falling. Yeah, so I'm going to take a picture.
Thank you. Sure.
Declarations of interest. All members are aware of the code of conduct. Are there any declarations of interest? Would you please state it's pecuniary or non-pecuniary, to which item it relates, and for what reason? Do we have any declarations?
None. Thank you, Chair. I just want to say before that is that I need to say thank you to Trevor. I know this is his last sort of standing again, so he's standing aside and there being you, whoever it is, somebody in charge there, and it's been good to work with you, leading from my side. So I'm saying thank you to Trevor there as part of the process. Chair, I've been lobbied on item A1, which is Oak Tree Corner, quite severely in some cases, and I'm also going to declare a non-pecuniary interest is that I'm a member of the cooperative party. Indeed, I'm standing as a candidate for the cooperative party in the forthcoming election. But if the cooperative party is not the co-op or not the applicant in this particular case. So I want to make that absolutely clear, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anyone else? No? Do you get any extra divvy then, John, if you...
No.
No, it's all right.
That'd cost me.
Right. Agenda item 3. Can I confirm the minutes from the last planning committee meeting held on the 12th of March 2019 on an accurate record of the proceedings? Do I have a second?
No.
Councillor Jones? Will all in favour please show? Thank you. Anyone against? Yes, thank you. The minutes are agreed. Agenda item A1. 18. 007904, the proposed erection of a convenience store along the associated vehicle access, servicing yard, off-street parking and landscaping. Oak Tree Corner, Ashburton Road, Horsecote, Colwyn.
Thank you, Chairman. So the application site is situated at the junction of Manor Road, Donington Heath and Ashburton Road in Horsecote. Formerly on the site was a B1 industrial premises, which has subsequently been demolished. This application proposes the replacement of that building with a convenience store to be operated by a co-op with associated parking and all works. As part of the consideration of the application, the main concerns have been raised in respect of residential amenity, highway safety and the design of the proposal. In respect of residential amenity, it's obviously considered that the replacement building is of a smaller scale and the building previously on the site, so therefore there's no adverse overbearing, overshadowing or overlooking implications. And in terms of obviously trying to reduce the noise associated with the proposed operation of the store and deliveries, the applicants have agreed to conditions that will be imposed to control delivery timings, as well as a delivery management plan, and that obviously any external machinery that's required to be installed to the premises is agreed with the Environmental Protection Team. From a highway safety perspective, there was obviously protracted negotiations in terms of off-site highway works that are required at the junction of Manor Road with Ashburton Road to essentially slow vehicle speeds at the junction, and obviously the Highways Authority have agreed to the curve being built out in order to reduce those vehicle speeds. Obviously, in terms of manoeuvring of vehicles within the site, visibility displays and off-street parking, the County Highways Authority are satisfied with those elements of the scheme. From a design perspective, obviously the store is based on other proposals that have been permitted elsewhere in the district, including Moira and obviously there was enhancements made to the elevation presented to Manor Road in terms of obviously to improve visibility into the store, which has been achieved by increasing the amount of glazing to that elevation. So obviously subject to relevant conditions to agreed materials and obviously to secure the noise mitigation proposals and obviously the off-site highway works, it's considered the application is acceptable and therefore recommended for approval. Members' attention is obviously drawn to the update sheet, which obviously indicates that the ATM that was proposed to be located externally would now be an internal ATM. Obviously, an historical fact sheet has been provided by Donington and Heath Parish Council in respect of the history of why the site is known as Oak Tree Corner. And whilst obviously in respect of signage, it is not necessarily possible to name the actual store Oak Tree Corner on facial signs installed to the building, the co-op will look to provide a totem sign and perhaps a community notice board that makes reference to the site being Oak Tree Corner. Obviously those matters would be agreed under any separate advertisement consent application. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Mellor. Before I call the first speaker, can I just point out, if anyone's not sure, all this gubbins in the middle is obviously preparation for the council elections, and sorry if it caused any inconvenience, but I think Robert and I were the most effective trying to see who's saying what. So could I please ask Mr. Stephen Palmer to come forward to make representation on behalf of the parish council. I remind you, Mr. Palmer, that you have 3 minutes in total. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Steve Palmer. I'm a parish councillor at Buggerscope and Donington Heath Parish Council. Buggerscope and Donington Heath Parish Council support this application. However, when the application was first received, it was looked at with mixed emotions. A high quality convenience store would be a great asset for the two villages and particularly the people of St Mary's Avenue. But on the other hand, it's a very residential area on a dangerous corner, and we were concerned about the impact on the quality of life of those who live close by. We've had discussions with Mr. David Pritchard, the agent for the co-op, and our list of concerns were gradually resolved. We must say that Mr. Pritchard and the co-op have been a joy to work with. They have been very amenable, very accommodating, and if you'll please pardon the pun, very cooperative. The co-op has agreed that delivery drivers will switch off their vehicle reversing alarms. They have also agreed that other than security lighting, lights will be turned off when the shop is closed. We would ask the planning committee that these two items be made planning conditions. As most of us know, the corner is called Oak Tree Corner, after an ancient oak tree which stood in the road for something like 300 years. It was sadly removed on the afternoon of Monday, March the 6th, 1950. However, the co-op have very kindly agreed to put signs up naming Oak Tree Corner. We hope that the council support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. If any of the committee wish to ask you any questions, are you willing to answer them?
Yes.
Okay. Does any member of the committee wish to ask a question? Councillor Legrand.
Steve, can I have clarity on the two conditions that you want?
Yes,
adding? Please, can you actually make it clear what conditions you want us to ask for if this application is approved?
We would like a planning condition that confirms the fact that the delivery vehicles will not use their reversing alarms on the site because they're reversing within a few metres of residential properties and bedrooms, and there'll be early deliveries and late deliveries. The second condition is that it's not left lit up like a football stadium at night. The co-op did agree that they would turn the lights off when the store was closed so that it wouldn't cause light pollution and inconvenience to the local residents.
Thank you. Does anyone else wish to ask any questions? No, can I confirm, Mr. Palmer, that the officers have taken note of your requests and it will be acted on? Thank you. Please put the applicant agent, Mr. Brian Mullin, come forward to make their representations. I remind you that you can speak for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Chair, and members and officers, for the opportunity to speak. I'm Brian Mullen from Marin's Planning. David Pritchard is with his family this week on holiday, which is why he's not here. I'm standing in. The starting point for the determination of any application is the development plan, and as set out in the officer's report, the proposed development is fully policy compliant. It is acceptable in principle. It is a local convenience food store, a community facility which will be occupied by the Central England Co-op, a community retailer. There will be no adverse impact on the town centre. The design has been amended through negotiation with officers to be consistent with food stores in Moira and Meesham. There are no adverse heritage impacts. It will not adversely impact upon the amenity of neighbours, nor will there be an adverse impact on highway safety. The proposal fully accords with the North West Leicestershire Local Plan and the aims and the objectives of the NPPF. There are no objections to the proposal from any of the statutory consultees. That includes planning policy, the Highways Authority, environmental protection, conservation, waste, ecology and the Flood Authority. The officer's report demonstrates that the proposed development accords with the policies of the development plan. The proposal will contribute towards delivering a more sustainable pattern of development within this part of Coalville urban area and contribute towards satisfying local shopping needs, reducing reliance on the private car. The proposal will secure the reuse of previously developed land on a currently vacant brownfield site and provide a significant number of new local employment opportunities whilst enhancing local shopping facilities in an area where such provision is very limited. The development proposals therefore benefit from a presumption in favour of development accorded by Section 386 of the Planning Compulsory Purchase Act. The committee report makes clear that the application proposals are wholly acceptable and that there are no material considerations which indicate that planning permission should not be granted in accordance with the adopted policy. I can only commend the conclusions of the officer's report to you. Trust you will endorse your officer's recommendation and grant planning permission. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take them. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions? No, thank you. Thank you very much. Please put the ward member, Councillor Terry Ireland, whose ward is affected by this application, come forward to make representations on behalf of the ward. I remind you that as ward member, you must speak for 5 minutes in total. Thank you.
Thank you
for
the
opportunity. Thank you, Chair. I also have to declare a non-pecuniary interest as a member of the Co-operative Party, and I'm also standing for election under that title. But that has no bearing whatsoever on the movement of the Co-operative organisation that's making its planning application, so I just wanted to make that clear. As the local ward member, I have had discussions with many local residents about this planning application, and there is generally a sense that this is going to be a great benefit, particularly to residents of St Mary's Avenue and St Mary's Court, for whom it will be truly convenient and will enable many of them to increase their independence. Many of them depend upon the community transport service to get to the shops. So this will mean many of them will be able to get to the shops under their own steam, which will be great for them. It's a good use of a brownfield site. There have been concerns regarding highway safety, and I have been watching the negotiations between the parish council and the cooperative society, and I think this has been exemplary. It truly has. I think the parish council, county highways and the co-op have really worked very hard to overcome all of the problems that were found by the parish with the original application. And I, as the member for the county, I've also been watching the sort of story go backwards and forwards between highways and the co-op and the parish. And I think the solution that we've come up with is as good as we're going to get in making that very dodgy corner, Ashburton Corner is notoriously dodgy, as safe as we can. The only issue that I would like really members to focus on in their discussions is the number of parking spaces, which I'm sure is adequate for the store under most circumstances, but I've also spoken only too recently at the planning application for the school. Huddersfield School is going to have 5 new classrooms added. Many children are now being driven to school because the catchment areas are much larger. So there is already a considerable problem of parents parking all the way along Ashburton Road from the school. And many will arrive sort of half an hour or so before the school closes in order to grab a space so that they can pick up their child. Now, if I were a parent, I would find this car park, this new car park, extremely tempting. And I think that is something that the health would probably need to be aware of. I do think there is a solution to this, that if the planning committee aligns to do so, it would be good if part of the planning conditions they could instruct the co-op to work cooperatively, as I'm sure they would normally do, with Huddersfield School to ensure that the parking spaces are used as efficiently as possible. And it may be that in a cooperative manner, the use of some kind of walking bus in cooperation with the County Council, Donington and the Heath Manor House, and to ensure that their parking spaces are kept free and they are not there used by parents who are picking up their children and dropping them off to school. That's my only particular nit, I think, with this application, which is otherwise an extremely good idea.
Thank you, Councillor Iron. Are you willing to answer any questions if the committee wish to ask any?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. So I'll open it up. Open it up to questions from the committee. But I'd like to ask a question. I think it was John who said that he had spoken to or was talking to the county about the possibility of using the car park at the Manor House. Perhaps if anyone has any more up to date information on that. Terry, do you want to come back on that, please?
Yes, Chair. At the planning committee at county,
for the school. There was a very long and somewhat heated discussion about the nature of school travel plans, with considerable concern about the members that these things are, though they exist in theory, that whether or not they are used as well as they might be in practice. But there was a wish put forward by members at that meeting that the travel plan would include a suggestion, which has again come from this very proactive parish council that we have here, that if the county were to work with the school, that there is parking available at Donington Heath Manor House. That car park isn't going to survive terribly long with a lot of parents turning in it. It's not terribly well made as a car park. But if it were possible to come to arrangements of a walking bus with the school, and these things do certainly exist elsewhere, and in fact, you know, if the co-op were cooperating with that in some way, perhaps helping to incentivise that, that would help them to save their 12 parking spaces for customers, which would be therefore mutually beneficial.
I won't keep trying to lean round, Terry. Thank you very much. Yes, you already said you will answer questions, haven't you? Do any members of the committee have questions for the ward member? I know that Councillor Adams has indicated the
Chair, yes, thank you. Jerry, Councillor Palmer from the Parish Council asked for two conditions to be put on, one of which was the switching off of the reversing beeps on the. What are your views on that?
I understand why that has been asked for, because the people who live on Manor Road are the ones who are going to be most affected. If you look at the diagram, the service yard is very close, so you know, in reversing up that service yard, and they're going to have to reverse all the way in, it would be beep, 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 beeping all the way up, and there is a house, which you obviously can't see, just beyond the plans, whose bedroom will overlook that. So I thoroughly understand why that would be the case. As I understand it, the residents of that house does have some particular special needs that would mean that being, you know, woken by noisy beeping could be a particular nuisance. As I have been led to believe that the co-op are happy with this idea. Presumably they would have to use a banksman rather than having reversing signals. And if they are willing to do that, I would be more than happy to support the parish having the parish's idea of this as a planning condition.
Thank you. Anyone else? No? Thank you very much.
Do our officers have any comments on the
Thank you, Chairman. On the agenda, there are a number of conditions that hopefully will cover some of the points that members have raised and speakers have raised. Condition number five is a condition about hours of deliveries that we can control. Condition number six is a requirement for the co-op to submit delivery management plan, which could include looking at reversing alarms as part of that. And then there's also a condition number 13, which provides for us to approve details of an external lighting scheme. And we think that under that condition, we could control external lighting. I think it might be a bit harder to control lighting within the store, but certainly external lighting is part of that condition. So, hopefully, with the imposition of those conditions, that will address some of the concerns that have been raised from the speakers this evening. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Stephen. I now open the debate up to the committee. Does anyone wish to speak? Councillor Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I welcome this. I think there's a need expressed locally for this type of product building service there. I think it removes a very old tired building that's had its time, regardless of its history. It's gone, has it already? Wonderful. So I'm happy with all of that, and I'm happy with what's been happening with the highways and the elements of concern. We will never have it 100% resolved, but I think within reason everything that's possible has actually been tried to put this into a package. The concern I have is about the bleeping of vehicles going back. Under health and safety, to switch it off, and if ever somebody was at the back, and but if they don't, it's the driver's total responsibility. He has that button. If he's not using it correctly and he hit anybody or hit a wall, anything could go wrong, it's down to that one individual. It's put a lot of onus on people. It's going back many years where you relied on somebody not to back up, trip over, going backwards or anything else. I think it's a little onerous. I understand the reasoning, but I think the idea is if it could be deliveries within sensible times, and I'm not about to try to predict them, but times that were not going to be very early in the morning, first thing, or very late into the evening, I think that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. I've actually already mentioned this to Mr. Elson, and he's going to look into the wider way.
Yeah, thank you.
Councillor Jones.
Well, Councillor Harrison has stolen my thunder, really. I was going to ask the same question, but I was going to ask, how do we stand legally as an authority if we impose this restriction?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to clear up. Yeah. Yeah.
Councillor Jones.
Really want to clarify that obviously we would have to draft the condition sufficiently, and it really would come under any health and safety legislation, not particularly the planning. So,
yeah.
From our point of view, the liability there would be very small, if none, really. It depends, as I say, it's you're just giving the planning, really, so anything else and how everybody else controls that is obviously down to different parts.
Thank you. John.
Thank you, Chair. We've got an application in front of us tonight. We're damned if we don't, we're damned if we don't. Is that I am very aware of the people that reside on this St Mary's Avenue estate, St Mary's Court, and so on, possibly even Fairfield Court, just a little bit further up the road, are really wanting this store to be there. A lot of local people want this store to be there. And as a slight follower of social media, on local social media, there's been a lot of saying, when are we getting our co-op on that social media? I'm also very conscious of the residents living on Manor Road at the top end there with the additional busyness that is going to be on that corner there. My understanding of the beeper noise is that they can be turned off. I believe, and I stand corrected here, is that the co-op will be providing a banks person, can't use banks man, a banks person that will actually aid the driver, because it's not just the blind, if you like, reversing of the vehicle and the noise that it makes, but it's also there's going to be a lot of movement around there with pedestrians walking around and so on. So my understanding is that there will be a banks person there helping the drivers reverse, and yes, the vehicles only be a couple of times a day. I think I do share Councillor Ireland's concern. I have concerns myself about the car park there being used, particularly at school, coming and going times of the day, and customers to the store not being able to get in there. And it will be used by passing traffic, particularly drivers that will insist on using this as Colville Southern Bypass to get to Ashby, and calling in, and they will park on road rather than actually in the car park. I think we discussed last week, Chair, about the experience that we've all had with the Meacham and Moira store in the very small car park, and I know at weekends at the Moira store, I'm very conscious of the fact is that it really does get overcrowded. Highways are obviously aware of that, and I'm not content, but I am aware is that there's no need, there's no money available to actually provide any additional waiting restrictions down there. I think the store will be a good use of a brownfield site, and I'm glad the site will be used down there. I'm glad that it will be used for a convenience store, which I believe, seriously believe, that it will be a genuine convenience store mostly, although it will attract kind of a passing trade. Business purposes, I doubt whether the co-op would have put it there unless that they thought that they will get some passing trade. I will be voting for this proposal, Chair, very, very firmly, but I just want to make sure that the request, and it is only a request, that the continuance of dialogue between the Parish Council and the school and the developer continues when this application is opened, and they can proceed in the future. I'm not asking for a liaison committee or anything like that, Chair, but I'm saying is that I would really like something to be written into the letter to the applicant that they continue to have dialogue with the parish, the residents and everybody down there. And if any problems occur in the future with drivers inappropriately parking or drivers inappropriately abusing anything that's going on down there, and then it will have to be dealt with at that time. And I'm very supportive, but and the other issue, Chair, that I do want, I'm very, very pleased, excessively pleased, that the co-op have decided, following our briefing meeting last week, that they're going to move the ATM from the side of the building to the inside. I've had to deal with in the past when I was in the Colville ward, is that the if anybody's aware of it, the ATM at the Spa supermarket on Brindley's Road, is that there's some housing nearby there, the residents there were constantly complaining about the ATM being used at all times, day and night, and the ASB that actually generated, and I'm very aware of that. I think we also expressed last week, I know Trevor was aware of this, of the theft of ATM machines that happened on the external side, and I share that concern, is that not only does it bring inconvenience and noise to the residents when these machines are taken away, as I heard about in Ashby, but I also think that it does tend to generate antisocial behaviour. So. Well done, Paul, for doing that, and they need praise for it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, John. Mr. Elson has actually indicated that the point you've made will be discussed with the co-op and put forward to them. And it's nice to hear what Terry said, that the talk between all of the parties and long ways of things continue. Did somebody else wish to speak? John Coxon, and then
Mark Spread. Yes, Chairman, it seems a win-win for that area. I mean, everyone seems pretty pleased to see this happening. I mean, it's a thing that's taking the convenience back to the people. It's in a strategic position, which is going to help a lot of people who are going to be able to just walk to that store from a short area, Chairman, and It can only be a good thing. Over the years, we've lost thousands and thousands of corner shops, and this is probably a replacement for a corner shop, but obviously on a much bigger scale, Chairman. So I think we can only welcome these because they're saving people from having to get in the car and drive to somewhere else. It's on the doorstep, Chairman. So. I'll be supporting this application, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Coxon. Councillor Spread.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. picking up on what Councillor Palmer said about the lights, the proper presence on the external lights, I think that, Chairman. However, the turning off of the claxon on the LGBT version, having being an LGV driver, when I get in my car was put in reverse, the reversing lights come on, and the lorry, there's no overrides with it, and the lorry that I used to drive when I put that in reverse, the reversing factor came on, and there was no overrides with it. So we need to look very, very carefully at making sure that the banksman is used and adhered to. But the brake scheme has got to be better than what was on that corner. Mm. It's a terrible state of affairs for a long time, and I'm not sure.
Take the guys and spread. I think the officers are taking on board, you know, what everyone is saying about the reversing. Do the officers have any comments on?
Really, just to confirm that the part of the management plan for deliveries, we'll look at how that works with the banks man.
Person.
Sorry. And we can add a note to applicant on the decision notice to make COP aware of not a requirement, but their good work to carry on to the parish council and the school regarding any particular possible parking problems in the area.
Councillor Ashton wanted to just make a comment before we go for it. Yeah, just finally really say thank you to the officers, to Parish Council, the Ward Councillor and all those, and the Co-op for working together. I think it shows that when people work together and discuss sensible ideas, you can come up with a solution. It's never going to be 100%, but you can come up with very good solutions to that. And I think a lot of hard work and effort has gone into it, so thank you everybody.
Thank you. I now call for a motion on this application.
Moved by Councillor Gree, seconded by Councillor Jones. As a recorded vote is required, the Democratic Service Officer will read out each name in turn. Please indicate then whether you are for the motion, against the motion, or wish to abstain.
They can find all the conditions.
Sorry, Councillor.
Yes, all right, Chris is.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Holt.
Four.
Councillor Bridges. It's not present. Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Specht.
Four.
Thank you, Chairman. That's unanimous.
Thank you. Right, the motion was passed, and I'd like to thank everyone for attending and their contributions to the other item. If anyone wishes to leave, then obviously feel free, or if you wish to stay, you're obviously very welcome. Yeah. Right, ladies and gentlemen, agenda item A2, erection of tree dwellings with associated vehicle access and off-street parking, outline means of access and layout for approval.
Close the door.
Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application?
I can't make the doors close, Chairman, but they have moved well down the corridor.
Oh, Michelle knows.
Superior knowledge.
That's it for the duration of the elections. Please put the relevant planning officer present their report.
Thank you, Chairman. So this is an outline application for the erection of three dwellings on land to the northwest of number 2 Newton Road. In effect, facing onto Swepston Road, Heber. is an outline application with means of access and layout for approval. As part of the consideration of the application, obviously in principle, it's acceptable being within the limits of development and a sustainable settlement. Obviously, as part of the consideration of the application, the main concerns were in relation to potentially the scale of development, albeit it wasn't necessary for approval, but that the indicative heights of dwellings as suggested by initial plans perhaps resulted in a domination of the properties that faced onto Newton Road and potentially implications to the amenities of the inhabitants of the old chapel on Newton Road. Obviously, amendments have been made to the illustrative street layout to effectively address those concerns. And whilst obviously we can't necessarily put a condition on to say the dwelling will be built to those heights, given the scale isn't for approval, we would obviously impose a note to the applicant to make them aware of the fact that in bringing a development forward on the site, those heights should be adhered to. Obviously, in terms of other matters, the County Highways Authority don't have any objections to the proposed access positions, with one of the dwellings having its own access and two dwellings sharing an access. Obviously, suitable off-street parking and turning can be provided within the site. And obviously, at the reserve matters stage, we can ensure that an acceptable design of dwelling is achieved on the site to be in keeping with the traditional properties in the area. So, all matters considered, it's obviously recommended for approval and acceptable. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Please, could the applicant's agent, Mr. Large, come forward to make their representation? I remind you that you may speak for 3 minutes in total.
Thank you for allowing me to speak, Mr. Chairman. I think this speech applies to A2 and A3, so I don't think any point really calling back to us. We're acting on behalf, by way of context, we're acting on behalf of a deceased estate, the executive Nora Allen, deceased. Prior to the application being put in, we carried out extensive consultations with County Highways, Environmental and the Ecological Officers, together with Adam himself, and hopefully that's resulted in a much better scheme coming forward and be able to deal with all the problems that we've sort of seen, talked about. We've got an attractive and sympathetic scheme which respects the nearby listed properties and the setting within the street scene. The schemes are brought forward independently because a two-house scheme site was previously a petrol station with greater constraints in respect to contamination. So if the two sites were rolled together, the three-house site in effect would be disadvantaged down the line. And we'd ask members to follow the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. If anyone wishes to ask any questions, are you willing to ask them?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Anyone wish to ask any questions? No,
thank you. You
very much. Do the officers have any comments?
No, thank you.
I now open the debate up to the committee. Does anyone wish to speak?
Yes,
I move recommendation, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got it through again. recommendation submit subject to conditions and no objection being raised by the County Council archaeologist. We have got a debate sheet, and where are we with the County Council archaeologist? That's to the office.
Well, the archaeologist has received some revised information that he is obviously currently considering. Obviously, we wouldn't make issue a decision until such time as they were satisfied. But ultimately, they determine on the other side that it is acceptable subject to conditions. So we're hopeful that obviously the information has been provided will be acceptable to the archaeologist, and they will therefore then recommend conditions be imposed on this permission. But at this time, they haven't yet confirmed.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, obviously, the recommendation is we permit it subject to the archaeologist not objecting to the application. If obviously the archaeologist objects to the application, then we might have to revisit. But in the circumstances, they haven't got concerns about the other side. So I'm pretty certain that they won't come back with any objections to this scheme once they consider the information.
Yes.
Well, to be quite honest, Chairman, I'm not really comfortable with that. I appreciate the fact that we can move recommendations second and vote on the day of the evening, but I think it's a carpet colleges. I'm sure this has been out on from the get-go. So if we agree with the recommendation put forward by the officers, when are we going to be in court and subject to that? We may or may not still be here after the 2nd of May. When are we going to be informed of the decision of the County Council of Archaeologists if they object to any of the
I think I suspect that this can all be beamed up, that the planning permission cannot be granted unless it's confirmed. But Mr. Alston will come in.
I think if there was a, this is a standard approach we've adopted on a number of occasions when we've been waiting for statutory consultancy to respond. I think if we got an objection from the County Council archaeologists, then there's no reason why, if it was that strong objection, that we wouldn't bring that back to the Planning Committee. Normally these are technical matters that have a way of being resolved, and as Adam says, I'm quite confident that their comments will be no objection subject to conditions. But if it was different, then we have got the ability to bring the item back to Planning Committee if necessary.
Councillor Speck, can I make a comment, please? If they come back with a strong objection or comments, can I ask the officers to make absolutely certain you come back before this committee or the subsequent committee that will allay your fears? Thank you. Anyone else wish to make any comment?
No, thank you.
Yes, Adams.
Oh, you move very well.
So you're still happy with that? As a recorded vote is required, the Democratic Service Officer will read out each name in turn. Please indicate whether you are for the motion, against the motion, or wish to abstain.
Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Holt.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Specht.
Abstain.
That's different.
Thank you. Eight members for, one abstention, therefore the permission is granted. We will now move to A3, the erection of two dwellings with associated vehicle access and off-street parking out on means of access. Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application? Thank you. Please put the relevant planning officer present their report.
So this is the other application on land to the south of the 2 Newton Road. Again, it's another outline application with means of access and layout for approval on a site that was formerly a petrol vehicle station. In terms of this application, the proposed layout would be in keeping with the building line established by number 2 and the old chapel. And obviously in terms of the access arrangements, they would use the existing accesses that were associated with the petrol filling station. And obviously the County Highways Authority have got no objections to the use of those accesses, and obviously are satisfied that sufficient off-street parking can be provided. In terms of, say, representations received, they were mainly in respect of potential implications to the properties to the west of the site on our old cow sheds drive. But obviously in terms of our adopted design SPD and the separation distances that would need to be adhered to between boundaries and rear elevations, obviously the position of the properties would ensure that those distances were achieved and obviously exceeded the circumstance. So therefore there's no reason to resist the development in terms of its impact on residential amenity. Obviously, scale-wise, the development would be approved at the reserve matters stage, but ultimately, from the dirt-to-steep streetscape, it would appear that a height of dwelling could be achieved that would accord with the streetscape and obviously would not result in domination of those properties on Old Cowshed Drive, particularly given the land levels at the frontage of the site are lower than those at the rear of the site. So, again, obviously, it's recommended that the application be approved. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Do you wish to speak?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oakfield. Do the members, sorry, do the officers of all the table wish? Yes, okay, thank you. I'll open it up for debate now. Does anyone wish to speak? Councillor McGree.
This site has been like this ever since I can remember when we moved into Colville back in 1983 and driving past there, and the site was as it is now. On the question of archaeology, Chair, and I'm not being over flippant, is that there's a number of fairly elderly, valuable vintage vehicles remaining on that site, and I know there's some colleagues to both sides that are very interested in those vehicles and what's going to happen to them. Whether or not that the archaeologists, the county archaeologists, will actually be putting a some sort of order on those vintage vehicles that have been there ever since I can remember on that particular site. I know that sounds flippant, Chair, but it is a site that has its charm in some respects. I'm very aware of the new houses on Cow Shed and the residents there, but those houses are new. I think they're only probably about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, those houses on the old Cow Sheds there. And what do we do? It's a brownfield site. It's going to be very expensive for the developer to make the site less contaminated for residential. So, yeah, I'm well pleased, Chair, but I think that I'm not going to ask for condition. I'm just being slightly flippant, but I know that Councillor Holt in particular has a serious interest in the Triumph Herald there. And I think I can recall one of our other colleagues, Chair, being very interested in the Land Rover that's been on there since the year dot. So,
and I love the pumps.
Yeah, all right, Chair. So I've got that on the minutes, Chair, so it's been minuted. Can you make sure that's minuted, please?
thank you, Councillor Legree. Anyone else wish to comment? Councillor Coxon, what do you want, John?
I hear the toilet roll. I was going to move it off as a recommendation, Chairman, if you're at that stage.
Yes, does anyone else wish to speak before we... No, thank you, John. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Right.
Had a recorded vote is required, the Democratic Service Officer will read out each name in turn. Please indicate whether you are for the motion, against the motion, or wish to abstain.
Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Holt.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Green.
Four.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Specht.
Four.
That's unanimous, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. That permission is granted. Thank you.
We now move to agenda item A4. Demolition of existing barn and erection of a grain store, general purpose building and two cattle sheds, and formation of an access track. Elms Farm, Osgacore. Yeah. Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves from the consideration of this application? No. Thank you. Please, for the relevant planning officer, to present their report.
Thank you, Chair. Full planning permission is sought for demolition of existing barn, erection of 4 new farm buildings, the grain store, general purpose building and 2 cattle sheds, together with the formation of an access. A linked application by way of a legal agreement proposes the demolition of the existing farm buildings. No objections have been raised from statutory consultees, and 1 letter of objection has been received from a neighbouring property. The intention behind the application is to erect a modern purpose built beef rearing unit with the siting and design reflecting the functional need and the buildings sited intentionally within a natural hollow to reduce their visual impact. The design and appearance of the farm buildings use proportions and finishes which are considered common in the construction of modern farm buildings in agricultural settings. There will be a distance of approximately 460 metres due east from the rear of the objective's property. In summary, there is support at national and local level for agricultural development, and the scheme does not give rise to any significant material impacts on the character and appearance of the countryside occupiers of neighbouring dwellings, highway safety or any other matters. Accordingly, the application is recommended for approval, subject to the signing of a section 106 agreement. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Adam. Please, could the applicant's agent, Andrew Large, come forward?
Thank you for allowing me to speak again. This is an application for a range of agricultural buildings which follow the demolition of the existing range and a move from dairy farming to a beef supply care rearing unit. We've worked closely with the case officer, Emily Matley, in order to site the buildings in a sympathetic manner to minimise their effect on the open countryside, and as just stated, they'd be in a natural hollow. The application was independently assessed by an external agricultural consultant who confirmed the justification I put forward. We would ask members to follow the officer's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you willing to answer any questions?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to ask any questions? No. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did the officer have any comments they wish to make? No. Thank you. I now open the debate up to the committee. Does anyone wish to speak? Yes, Councillor Holt.
I'm going to recommendation to them.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Why the 106 agreement? Do we have? Is it?
Yeah, the purpose of the legal agreement is to ensure that the timings for the new farm and the conversion scheme on the existing farm happen in a timely manner, so we don't end up with two agricultural farms effectively.
Does anyone else wish to comment? Oh, yeah, yes, Councillor Ashton.
I said that so we can have a debate before we move to it. It's just to say I welcome this. It's good to see around in my own ward farm buildings being put up on farming land, and to see, you know, to see new agricultural buildings around, and certainly it's going to tidy us up. I think it should be welcomed, and I'm happy to support it.
Thank you. As a recorded vote is required, the Democratic Service Officer will read out each name in turn. Please indicate whether you are for the motion, against the motion, or wish to abstain.
Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Adams.
For.
Councillor Ashman.
For.
Councillor Holt.
For.
Councillor Coxon.
For.
Councillor Harrison.
For.
Councillor Jones.
For.
Councillor Legree.
For.
Councillor Smith.
For.
Councillor Specht.
For.
And that's unanimous again, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. That is permitted. Thank you. And we now close the meeting. I'd like to thank everyone for their time and contribution to the meeting this evening. And declare the meeting closed. And can I wish you all the very, very best in the election. And we're not sure who will be here and who won't.
Can you print that off tonight?
Thank you, Chairman. Now the meeting has closed. Can I just say to everybody how pleased I am with the journey that we've made and with the deliberations of this planning committee in particular after the peer review and officers. It's been an absolute delight and pleasure to be working with you, and I wish you all the best for the future. I will, of course, see you as a county councillor, and no doubt be dipping in and out from time to time when you want to bang my ears, and that'll be fine. I'll accept that too. But look forward to working with you from a county councillor point of view, and it's been really great. Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you, Councillor Pendleton, and I wish everyone a safe journey home.